请大家先翻开圣经，出埃及记。
So I'll turn to the book of Exodus.
出埃及记四十章。
Exodus chapter 40.
出埃及记四十章的三十三节。
Exodus 40 verse 33. And he raised up the court all around the tabernacle and the altar, and hung up the screen of the court gate. So Moses finished the work.
三十四跟三十五。
34 and 35. Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. 35. And Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle of meeting, because the cloud rested above it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
那我们大概用了两个多月的时间呢、啊，在学习出埃及记。
We have used about 2 months to learn about the book of Exodus.
那当然，可能每一个人对与出埃及记有不一样的感想。
And of course, each of us has different reflections about the book of Exodus.
那有的人可能以为啊，认为啊，这个出埃及记的最精彩的。那一段是当他们出埃及过红海的那个刹那。
And so some of us may think that the most exciting or dramatic part of the book of Exodus is when they actually left Egypt.
因为他们脱离了埃及人的辖制。
Because they escaped the bondage of the Egyptians.
脱离了那个做奴隶的身份。
They escaped the life of a slave.
以后啊，就不用再做苦工了。
And they would no longer have to do this kind of hard work.
那一刹那，他们是相当的喜乐、高兴。
And at that time, they were quite joyful.
但是也有人呢、啊、认为啊，这个出埃及记等整个最精华的哈、啊，就是在后面的这一章。
But some people think that the best part of Exodus is this last part.
因为当时啊，神吩咐摩西啊，带领百姓出埃及。
Because at that time, the Lord commanded Moses to lead the people out of Egypt.
出埃及以后要做什么？
And what were they to do after they left Egypt?
神说出埃及以后就是要来服侍敬拜神。
God said that after they left Egypt, they were to serve the Lord.
所以最主要的就是要出去敬拜神，服侍神。
And so the most important thing was that they would leave to worship the Lord and to serve the Lord.
那这个是最高的一个目标。
And this was their highest goal.
那为了要达到这个目标，当然要有个时间，有个地点，要有一些方法、祭祀、宗教的仪式、礼仪。
And in order to achieve this goal, there must be a time, a place, and certain methods in order to get there.
因此，神就吩咐摩西啊，要建造一个会幕。
And therefore, God commanded Moses to build a tabernacle.
这个就是为了达成神的心意，说他们出埃及以后，就是要在这个山上来服侍神。
And this was in order to achieve theheart and the will of God, which is to serve God on the mountain.
所以就是要来建造会幕。
Which is to create this tabernacle.
神就吩咐摩西啊，要按照神的指示的样式来建造。
And so God commanded Moses to build the tabernacle according to the pattern which he showed Moses.
所以大家呢都很高兴啊，也很乐意来捐献一些材料。
And so everyone was very glad and willingly donated supplies to build it.
而且大家都很战战兢兢的在建造。
And everyone was working on this tabernacle very hard.
那四十三的三十三节说，造完了以后三十三节说，这样摩西就完了工那完了工，一切都是按照神所吩咐的。
And so here in Exodus 40:33, it says that Moses finished the work, and it was finished according to all that God had commanded.
当会幕设立好了以后，
and after the tabernacle was erected,
哇，神很高兴，
and everyone was joyful.
我们很难想象到那个时候神多么的高兴啊。
Maybe we can't imagine how joyful God was at that time.
因为是按照他的旨意，按照他所指定的样式来建造的。
Because it was created according to His will.
是量身打造的什么都是按照神的那个理想来建造。
It was according to every measurement and every thought that God had.
现在造好了，哇，神很高兴，说他的荣光呢，就充满了帐幕。
And so at this time, God was very glad when it was finished, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
所以这一段就是整个出埃及记最高点的地方了。
And so this is the apex of the book of Exodus.
就好像我们在青年神训班的时候经常鼓励学生们说你们来这里就好像在爬山。
And so when we go to some theological seminars for the youth, we always encourage them that when they go here, it is like climbing a mountain.
啊，就是要爬到最高点啊，能够来亲自见到神，触摸到神。
That they ought to climb to the highest point in order to see and touch God.
啊，所以这个时候也是一样啊，会幕建好了以后，那神很高兴，然后他的荣光啊就充满了啊帐幕。
And so it is like this here, where God was glad that the tabernacle was finished and the glory filled the tabernacle.
那我们想一想啊，假如我们是当时的以色列百姓。
And so let us imagine ourselves to be the Israelites at that time.
哇，大家都日夜辛勤的工作。
Everyone was working day and night.
啊，还有这可能要轮班啊。
Perhaps they even took shifts.
那不管太阳多大啊，风雨多强啊，雨多大，大家照常啊上班，照常做工。
No matter how bright the sunshine or if there was a storm or wind, they still did the work.
而且是分工合作。
And they divided up the work and worked together.
大家都很高兴来建造会幕。
And everyone was glad to build this tabernacle.
现在会幕造好了，神的荣光充满整个帐幕。
And so the tabernacle was completed and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
我们可以想象当时的这一幕，以色列百姓是多么的感动，多么的吸引人啊。
We can imagine how touched and how attracted the Israelites were to that tabernacle.
因为他们不知道经过多少个岁月的努力啊付出。
Because you do not know how much effort they had put into building.
啊，现在真的神按照他所说的哈，他真的是住在以色列百姓当中。
And so God, according to His word, lived and dwelt among the Israelites.
因为啊，神的荣光充满了帐幕。
Because the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
那连摩西啊都不能够进去呀。
And not even Moses was able to enter.
那为什么摩西不能够进入来服事呢？
And why was Moses unable to enter and serve?
因为里面充满着烟呢，烟雾哈，就充满着神的荣光。
Because it was filled with the cloud of the glory of God.
所以就看不见人。
And so he could not see man.
他只看见神。
He could only see God.
所以这是我们要来想说服事神哈，要学习的一个地方啊。
And this is something we must learn if we want to serve the Lord.
因为在当时呢，的确是只有看到神的荣光。
Because at the time, truly they only saw the glory of the Lord.
所以我们来服侍神，来敬拜神，也是只看到神。
And so when we serve the Lord and worship the Lord, all we see is Him.
啊，就好像当时啊，彼得啊、约翰、雅各啊，他们看到主的面貌。
Just as how Peter, James, and John saw the Lord Jesus transfigured.
哇，突然之间呢，他们的老师啊，经常跟他们在一起的老师啊，有血有肉的老师啊，都跟他们是一样的。有些时候也会疲倦的，头发可能也会乱的，衣服可能也会脏的。但是现在这个时刻呢，主耶稣的荣光泛发，好像是神的荣耀一样。
And so at that time, they saw their teacher who was flesh and blood like them, who was human like them, he was suddenly transfigured into a glorious light.
那个时候呢，有摩西跟以利亚的同时出现。
And at that same time, Moses and Elijah appeared.
但是当这一幕消失以后，
But after the scene went away,
只看到耶稣。一个人
They only saw Jesus.
而且天上有声音说啊，要听他的，只听他的啊。
And there was a voice from heaven said, "Hear him."
因为这个人啊，才是大家的中心人物啊。
Because this is the principal character among the people.
啊，所以我们在服侍神的同时，就是只看到神本身。
And so when we serve the Lord, we see God Himself.
所以大家为什么说啊，归荣耀给神
？And so why do we always say glory to God？
啊，当我们在服侍的时候，真正的只看到神的那一刻。我们才能够真正把荣耀归给神呢。
In our servitude, in the instant where we only see God, it is then when we can give the glory to God.
因为我们都看不见人呢。
Because we do not see man any longer.
我们也不会批评别人。
And we won't criticize other people.
也不会去论断别人。
We won't judge other people.
因为我们都看不到别人呢。
Because we don't even see them.
我们只看到神的本身。
We only see God Himself.
因此就归荣耀给神。
And thus we give glory to God.
一个人假如在服事当中真正能够看到神本身呢，他自然就会把荣耀归给神。
And so, if someone in their servitude only sees God, then he will naturally give that glory to God.
所以这一幕啊是非常感人的。
And so this was a very touching time.
我们看，好像神啊先享受一下，因为这个会幕是全新的。
And perhaps God enjoyed this time because the tabernacle was brand new.
所以我们很难想象说神那个时候非常的满足啊。
And we can imagine that God was very contented at that time.
啊，所以我们只要是在教会服侍神啊，在家庭里面服侍自己的亲人啊，在社会上服侍我们的朋友啊，服侍我们的同事啊，还是客人，我们就发现了，真的啊，神是多么的高兴啊。
And so if we serve others in the church, we serve our loved ones at home, and in society we serve our friends and our coworkers, then we can imagine how contented and happy God would be.
我们有没有看过神很满足的样子？
Have we seen God very contented?
我们有没有看过我们的父母亲很满足？
Have we seen our parents satisfied?
那我们做子女的一定是很安慰的啊，我的父母亲很满足。
So we as children would be very comforted.
他们内心非常的充实，非常的感恩，非常的喜乐。
And our hearts were filled with joy and thanksgiving.
那我们做子女的也一定是很满足的。
And so both the parent and the child are very content.
因为我们的父母就很满足，我们就跟着满足。
Our parents are content and we are content with them.
所以神那个时候也是一样啊，对整个新的会幕，都是按照他的理想来建造完成的。
And so at the same time, God was like this too, because everything was completed according to his will.
所以我们看到真的是一切都是按照神所吩咐的。
And so we see that everything was according to God, like God had showed Moses.
我们看出来记得39章跟40章呢。
If we look at Exodus chapter 39 and 40.
很多重复一句话，就是说他们当时都是按照神所吩咐的去建造。
There is a repeated phrase, which is that they had done all according to all that God had shown them.
那我们学习过神怎么吩咐挪亚造方舟。
We have learned how God commanded Noah to build the ark.
圣经只有用三节三行字就要结束了就怎么造方舟的事情就结束了。
And in only three phrases, it was described how Noah built the ark.
可是要建造会幕不一样。
But in order to construct the tabernacle, it was different.
非常的详细。
It was very detailed.
就是几个纽扣几个钉子都描述的非常详细。
It was even determined how many buttons, how many nails were in the tabernacle.
连钉子一个也不能够少啊。
There could not even be one nail missing.
纽扣一个也不能够少。
There could not be one button lacking.
也不能够多。
And not one more.
要刚刚好按照神的吩咐。
It had to be perfectly according to the will of God.
所以我们看到神的话是非常有权威的。
And so we see that his design is very wonderful and beautiful.
权威到让我们觉得非常的惊吓。
It was very detailed to the point where we are quite.
好，请看出埃及记三十五章的第一节。
We are quite surprised. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 35.
三十五章的第一节，出埃及记。
Exodus chapter 35, verse 1. Verse 1. Then Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said to them, "These are the words which the Lord had commanded you to do."
神怎么吩咐摩西摩西就怎么吩咐以色列百姓。
Moses commanded the Israelites according to what God had commanded him.
摩西说你们不用多问因为这是神所吩咐的。
So Moses told the people that they did not need to ask anymore because it was commanded by the Lord.
不用问了，不用问我说为什么要那么多钉子，为什么要那么多的纽扣，少一个不行。
They should not challenge God, saying, "Why are there this many buttons, this number of nails?"
为什么这些东西要放在这个地方？那个东西要放在另外一个地方
？Why must this object be placed here and that object over there?
不用问。
You should not ask.
摩西说，因为这是神所吩咐的。
Do not ask because it is what God has commanded.
叫你们照着行。
And you should just do as according to is told to you.
好像我们父母亲很有权威的，我们告诉孩子说，你就要认真读书你要认真弹钢琴就是这样子，你不用问
And so it is like how the parents tell the children, you should just learn, practice the piano and read your books, and this is what you ought to do. Don't ask anymore.
有些时候孩子会问说，为什么要这样子？为什么要那样子
And sometimes the children will challenge, why do we need to do this or that?
神也是很有权威的。
And so God has this kind of authority.
所以他所吩咐的不能够打折扣的。
And so you cannot discount what God has commanded you.
所以我们今天在建造神的圣殿也是一样。
And so when we enter the temple of God, it is likewise.
为什么我们宁可按照圣经的吩咐去行？
And so why do we need to do everything according to the Bible?
虽然外面的人很多人嘲笑我们
Even though there are many people who ridicule us.
可能他们也批评我们是异端
They might even criticize us as heresy.
但是我们宁可按照圣经神的吩咐去行。
But we would rather do everything according to the Bible.
连一个纽扣都不能少
Cannot even lack one button.
因为这里说，因为这是神所吩咐的叫你们就照着去行
Because this is what God has commanded.
所以主耶稣他还说照着去行的人有福了。
And it is blessed are the people who follow the commandments of God.
因此我们就宁可按照圣经的吩咐去行。
And therefore, we would rather do what is written in the Bible.
当时按照神的吩咐去建造圣殿的结果怎么样呢？
So what is the result of constructing the tabernacle according to what God has commanded?
因为当时会幕是在旷野的地方
Because at the time the tabernacle was in the wilderness.
啊，我们想想啊，假设一个强风来的话。
Let's imagine if a strong wind came.
啊，少了几根钉子，可那个帐幕啊，帐篷啊就飞走了。
If you lack a couple of nails, then perhaps the tabernacle will just fly away.
还是假如纽扣啊少几个。
If you're missing a few clasps.
哎，就落雨啊，假如下雨的话，里面都积水了。
And if it rains, then it'll leak.
啊，所以一定要按照神的吩咐。
And so you must do everything according to God's commands.
因为神知道哪个地方必须要加强，哪个地方要怎么做才能够啊抵抗这些啊强风雨淋。
Because only God knows how to ward off the wind and the rain.
啊，甚至会经过火的考验。
And even the test of fire.
因为他们也要祭坛啊，也要烧火。
Because there are altars and there must be fire.
啊，假如没有一个保护的话，那些是木材啊，那可能就着火。
And if there is no protection against the fire, then perhaps everything would catch on fire.
因着神这样子规定，就是要，其实就是要保护。
And so God's commands are to protect.
要保护那个他们那当时在敬拜的一些器具。
To protect all the articles used in their worship.
所以我们今天在建造神的圣殿。
And so today, when we are constructing the tabernacle,
我们按照神的吩咐去行。
Let us do everything according to what God has commanded.
其实也是在保护着我们呢。
And in actuality, we are protecting ourselves.
我们为什么还要强调这个十条诫命？
So why do we emphasize the Ten Commandments?
有些人呢不强调十条诫命。
Perhaps some people do not emphasize.
有些人呢不每一条都强调，只强调自己所喜欢的，那个自己所不喜欢的就跳过去的。
Or they emphasize the ones that they like and the ones that they do not like, they just disregard.
比如说洗脚礼也是很多人就跳过去的，不谈洗脚礼的事情。
For example, many people do not discuss foot washing.
其实这些命令都是要保护我们。
But these commandments are to protect us.
很多诫命就是要保护家庭的完整。
And many of these commandments are to protect the family.
保护我们人格的完整。
To protect the people and the relationships.
保护这个社会的和谐。
To protect the unity of the society.
保护家庭的和谐。
To protect the harmony in the family.
所以都是有个保护的作用啊。
So the main function is to protect.
一样的，我们今天做子女的父母亲在教导我们我们看起来当时不喜欢听很多说的。
Perhaps we as children may listen to some of the things our parents say and think it is very bothersome.
这个孩子问的呢，父母亲很唠叨怎么一直唠叨啊？
For example, why are these parents keep nagging and being a helicopter parent?
其实就是为了保护着我们。
But it is to protect us.
当有些时候孩子做子女的可能不能够明白呀。
And perhaps a lot of times we as children we cannot understand.
那我们看神怎么吩咐百姓来建造会幕很详细的吩咐。
So we can see that God commanded very detailedly how the Israelites should build the tabernacle.
就是能够抵抗风吹雨淋。
Which is to protect against the wind and the rain.
能够抵抗外来的侵袭。
To protect and ward off all of the outside catastrophes.
所以我们就是能够按照圣经去行的话。
And so if we can do everything according to the Bible,
我们就能抵抗外来这些不是有些时候不是很正确的说法。
We can ward off any doctrines that are incomplete or wrong.
抵抗这些潮流。
And ward off the trends of the world.
现在世界上很多各种不同的潮流。
And in the world, there are many current trends.
所以圣经说在挪亚的时代当时的人就不知不觉被洪水所冲走了。
And so the Bible says that the people at the time of Noah, they were just washed away by the flood.
这个洪水也可能就是今天的潮流啊。
And the flood may represent the trends of the world.
所以我们只要不小心的话，也可能被今天的潮流所冲走。
And so if we were not careful, then we also might be washed away by the flood.
好，那当时呢？当时神吩咐他们要按照他所指定的样式去建造。
And so at that time, God commanded them to build according to what He had commanded.
也是训练百姓的耐心同心。
This was also to train the Israelites in patience and unity.
因为那么多人要在旷野的地方生活。
Because for so many people to live in the wilderness together.
那在旷野地方呢，有很多各种不同的野兽。
This was very difficult because there are many beasts in the wilderness.
有外族的敌人呢。
And there are enemies from other tribes.
所以这些敌人也可能会欺负他们。
And so perhaps these enemies would oppress them.
抢夺他们的财物啊。
They might steal their possessions.
所以神就是利用这些建造会幕的这种精神来告诉他们怎么能够在旷野的地方，在那个鸟不生蛋的地方能够生存下来。
And so God used the spirit of building the tabernacle in order to train the Israelites how to live in such a desolate place.
那就是要有耐心跟同心呢。
Which is that they must have patience and unity.
所以我们从25章一直往下看。
And so if we look from chapter 25 onwards,
除了说他们很乐意的来奉献财物以外，
besides how it mentions that the people donated very willingly,
他们也很同心啊，在建造神的会幕。
They also worked in one heart in order to construct the tabernacle.
大家都能够同心协力，大家能够互相帮忙。
And so everyone could work together and help each other.
大家能够守望相助。
And they could also keep watch together.
自然就会能够形成一个秩序。
And of course, they would naturally have a working system.
这个秩序就是要有个顺服的精神才能够守秩序呀。
But there must be submission in order for it to work.
神吩咐的非常的详细。
And so God had very detailed commands.
只要是有人不愿意去配合的话，有人嫌麻烦。
And if someone was unwilling to cooperate because
it was
bothersome, then the tabernacle would not be built.
只要是大家不能够团结。
And if they could not be unified.
不能够顺服摩西所设立的这些条规为了要让整个社区、整个社会能够和谐。
If they could not submit to the rules and regulations that Moses had set in order to preserve the harmony of the people, they would not be able to survive in the wilderness. And so after Exodus is Leviticus. And Leviticus outlines the rules of daily living.
也就是怎么在旷野的地方能够生存下来的一个操作手册。
Which is a manual of how to survive in the wilderness.
所以神为什么一直强调说，你们只要是按照这个操作手册去做的话，就能够生存下来呀。
And so this is why God keeps emphasizing that as long as you do what I've commanded, then you will survive and live.
我们今天也是一样啊。
And so today is.
一定要按照神的吩咐主要是说给我们的操作手册。
And so we must follow the manual that God has given us.
我们遵行他的话。
We must listen to His words.
我们在这个。在这个世界上虽然有魔鬼火教啦到处充满着试探引诱啦充满着各种的挑战困难我们还可以生存下来。
And although we live in this world and we have to suffer the attacks of Satan and suffer and ward off many temptations, we can still survive.
在外面也有很多的骗子啊。
There are many tricksters and con men out there.
我们不受侵扰。
And we will not be tricked by them.
就是我们能够按照操作手册去遵行。
And we will just do everything according to our instruction manual.
所以后来就进入到神先颁布这个操作手册生存的手册。
And so God gave them this manual of how to live.
然后就进入到民数记。
And then we enter into Numbers.
那民数记就是一个真正的生活了。
And Numbers is their true life.
然后我们看到他们真正在旷野地生活，有的时候失败，有的时候他们做得好啊。
It depicts their life in the wilderness, their failures and their successes.
但是因为人的罪性这个好像圣经所说的，把人都圈在不顺服里头。
And because of the sinful nature of man, people are bound under.
所以失败的比较多了。
Because and so their failures outweigh their successes.
为什么要规定的那么详细？也是要训练百姓能够有个敬畏神的心。
And so the meticulous commands are also in order to train the Israelites to have a heart of submission towards God.
所以我们看希伯来书神吩咐挪亚建造方舟。
So we look at the book of Hebrews, how the Lord commanded Noah to build the ark.
难道挪亚他虽然是不知道怎么去建造，可能这一辈子没有看过船呢？
Perhaps Noah had never seen a boat in his life and did not know how to build it.
船又是那么大。
And that boat was so big.
怎么去建造？
How was he to build it?
神又说得很简单。
And God only gave him very simple directions.
但是挪亚他就存着一个敬畏的心他就持着一个敬畏的心来建造方舟。
But Noah had a heart of reverence in order to build the ark.
那所谓的敬畏，他就是宁可来相信神的话。
And this reverence is demonstrated in how he would rather listen to the words of God.
也有可能他在边建造呢，然后神边告诉他怎么造怎么造。
Perhaps while he was building it, God also told him how to build it.
他只要是不动的话，他只要是不动我哪里会我这个不会，那个不会，那神也不会指示他。
And maybe if Noah had hesitated and say, "Oh, I don't know how to build this or that," then God would not have commanded.
所以我们在生活当中我们就是要去做我们在生活当中一定要尝试要去很勇敢的走出去的。
And so in our lives, we must be brave to carry out our actions and to try.
那我们只要害怕的话，神也无法帮助我们。
If we are too scared to even try, then God cannot help us.
所以我们要走出人群，要入人群，要走入社会的。
And so we must go out into society.
我们要走在这个社会，所以主耶稣也说，我们是生活在这个世界，但是我们不属于世界。
So we must walk out into this world because Jesus told us that we are in this world but not of this world.
因为我们是属于神的。
Because we belong to God.
所以在我们生活当中，只是我们很勇敢的去做我们想要去做的事情。
So we should just bravely do what we ought to do in
our lives. 你要去做生意的话，
If we want to do business,
你做勇敢去做生意的，
then bravely go do business.
神就会带领你，
and God will guide you.
就是帮助你，
and help you.
因为你有个敬畏神的心。
Because you have a heart of reverence towards God.
那在希伯来书的作者哈，对于当时他们在建造圣殿有一个注解。
So that the author of Hebrews has something to say about the attitude of the Israelites. 请看
希伯来书第八章第五节。
Let us turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 8.
希伯来书八章五节。
Hebrews chapter 8 verse 5. Who served the copy and shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. For he said, see that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.
好，这里提到说，他们当时在供奉啊，其实就是天上的影印本啊，这边说是影像，说啊，天上那个是真本啊，地面上是个影印本。
And so it says here that they were serving the copy and the shadow of the heavenly things.
啊，当然啊，就是要按照天上那个真本为标准的。
And of course, they should use this. Their standard should be the heavenly things.
所以，在你看呢，正如摩西将要造，就好像当时挪亚啊要建方舟的时候啊。将要造帐幕的时候，蒙神指示警戒他说你要谨慎。
And so just as how Noah was about to build the ark, here it says that Moses was about to make the tabernacle.
因为人很容易就偏差，就按照自己的想法来建造。
God told him that he should be aware and alert because people always want to do according to what they want to do.
有人就可能认为说，这边要有个纽扣啊，那边要个钉子啊，那边不需要那么多的钉子啊，不需要那么多纽扣啊。
So people might judge the project themselves and say, oh, there doesn't need to be a clasp or a nail here, it should be over there.
所以在建造以前，神就警戒他说，你要小心，你要谨慎啊，按照在山上指示你的样式。
And so when Moses was about to make the tabernacle, God warned him and said, see that you make according to the pattern shown you.
所以神为什么他的荣光会充满着帐幕？
And so why did the glory of God fill the tabernacle?
第一个就是因为建造会幕都是按照神所指示的样式。
The first reason was because the tabernacle was created according to what God had shown them.
那第二个是因为大家都很甘心乐意来奉献这些材料。
And the second was because the people were all very joyful and willing to offer to the tabernacle.
请看出埃及记三十六章。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter 36.
三十六章第二节。
Exodus 36 verse 2. Then Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab, and every gifted artisan in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, everyone whose heart was stirred to come and do the work.
第三节。
Verse 3, and they received from Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of making the sanctuary. So they continued bringing to him freely will offerings every morning.
第四。
Verse 4, then all the craftsmen who were doing all the work of the sanctuary came, each from the work which he was doing.
第五。
Verse 5, and they spoke to Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded us to do.
第六节。
Verse 6, so Moses gave a commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman do any more work for the offering of the sanctuary.
And 第七节。
And the people were restrained from bringing. Number 7, for the material which they had was sufficient for all the work to be done, indeed too much.
好，那这个一些重点呢，我们先来看几个简单的字哈。那第二节说而且受感前来做这个工作，就是受感动就是 stir， 就是受神的话的激励。
So let us look at some of the key words and key points where it says that everyone whose heart was stirred, so they were touched by God.
所以当时神也是感动很多人来奉献。
And so God at that time also moved many people to offer.
所以他们就觉得很感动就受神的感动，就跟神的心就一样的。
And so they were touched by God and they had the heart of God.
因此他们就拿很多的礼物来奉献。
And so they brought many gifts to offer to the Lord.
第七节。
Verse 7.
因为他们所有的材料够做一切当做的。而且有余这个我很感动说有余。
And so it says that the material they had was sufficient for all the work to be done. And I'm very touched where it says, indeed, there is too much.
因此我们看见甘心乐意的奉献，那神就悦纳祝福了。
And so we see that a joyful and willing offering, God will bless that.
但是我们经有些平常也要多多的勉励大家都互相鼓励，互相勉励。
And so let us often encourage one another.
好像哈该、撒迦利亚当时就鼓励这些以色列百姓来重建神的圣殿。
Just as how Haggai and Zechariah encouraged the people to rebuild the temple.
因此平常也是要多多鼓励大家来服侍神。
And so let us encourage one another to serve the Lord.
那有一颗愿意做的心就是最重要的。
And so this willing heart is most important.
所以圣经说这个 free will 就是自由了自由意志也没有人来催逼没有人来强迫的。
And so the Bible uses the word free will, which no one forces you or no one oppresses you into doing it.
所以有的说 cheerful giver, 这些很高兴付出的人。
And so it says that God loves a cheerful giver.
我们不是因为有人安排我们才来做。
It is not because we are assigned to do it that we do it.
我们就是没安排的话我们很高兴自愿的经常来参加聚会来参加各种圣工。
Even if we are not assigned to do it, we gladly come and do the work and to attend service.
那保罗他说是按照我们所有的，不是按照我们所没有的。
And so Paul tells us that it is not according to what we don't have, but it is according to what we do have.
那其实每一个人都有。
And in truth, everyone has something.
每一个人都有能够服侍神的本钱。
Everyone has the ability and the capacity to serve.
因为神根据每一个人的能力给每一个人各种不同的恩赐。
Because God gives us according, each according to our gifts.
大家都有。
Everyone has them.
我们看那个撒勒法的寡妇。
So we can look at the widow of Zarephath.
其实当时她是很贫穷的。
She was actually very poor at that time.
不但是她，一般大家都很贫穷，因为当时饥荒。
And everyone was already poor at that time because there was a famine.
所以没有耕种没有什么收获的。
And there was no harvest or any sowing.
所以就没有什么食物
So there was no food.
可是以利亚却说你要做一些饼拿给我吃。
But Elijah told her to bring me a cake.
可能这个撒勒法的寡妇觉得很吃一惊
And so perhaps the widow of Zarephath was very surprised.
说你这个人还不知道现在是什么时候是饥荒时期，哪有什么食物可以给你
Perhaps she said, "Oh, do you not know that there is a famine? How could I give you something to eat?"
她只有一点点的油一点点面粉
And so she only had a little bit of oil and a handful of flour.
可能做一餐，他们母子吃的都不够嘞。
And it was probably not even enough for one meal for her and her child.
但是经过以利亚的鼓励
，But after the encouragement of Elijah,
她就很心甘情愿的把它献出来。
And she was very cheerful and willing to give it out.
她很单纯说好好，你说那我就奉献。
And she had a simple heart that oh Elijah told me to do.
她也没有想太多。
And she did not think too much.
她也没有想说哇会变成很多。
She did not even imagine that it would multiply.
她只是一个很单纯的心想要帮助她，想要帮助以利亚。
She only had a simple heart to want to help Elijah.
她相信以利亚的话。
And she believed in the words of Elijah.
因为以利亚说神啊，神会使他更多了。
Because God, Elijah told her that God would multiply.
所以保罗他说主恩够用。
And so Paul says that God's grace is sufficient.
不但是够用
It is not only sufficient.
而且是有余。
There is too much.
神的恩典是超乎我们的想象。
His grace surpasses our imagination.
真的是神的恩典是我们想象不到的。
And truly, His grace is imaginable.
我们看我们当时要来美国移民的时候。
And so we can think about what at the time where we were going to immigrate.
有没有想到说，以后我们可能会自己拥有一栋房子
？Do we think that we would one day have our own home？
我们不敢想。
We would not even dare to think of it.
我们刚来的时候就两手空空只是一个皮箱就来了。
We came basically empty-handed, only with a suitcase.
那来了以后也不知道做什么事情
And after we came, we did not even know what to do.
可是神就一步一步带领
But God guided us every step.
有的学生。刚来的时候也是很穷的。
And some of us came as students and we were very poor.
到了神祝福就有今天这些结果成就。
And God blessed us so that we have what we have today.
这个都是我们想象很难想象的。
This is very hard for us to imagine.
所以我们有些时候我们自己在床上睡觉躺在休息的时候我们就想想神帮助了多少我刚来的时候怎么样现在怎么样我们要对神的恩典要充满的感恩。
And so when we are resting in our free time, then we should think about how God has blessed us and we should be filled with thanksgiving.
所以神的恩典一定让我们觉得有余的。
And so God's grace will allow us to feel that it is sufficient and enough.
我们来看罗马书第八章。
That there's an abundance. Let us turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章26节。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 8 verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
好，这里说，况且我们的软弱，有圣灵帮助我们哦。
So we can see that likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses.
所以保罗他也不否认，我们在生活上可能有软弱、有困难呢，有挑战呢。
And so Paul does not deny that there are challenges and weaknesses in our lives.
我们的软弱就是我们，你看前面还说啊叹息啊叹息劳苦啊，也会哎呀这怎么办呢？哎，不会叹息。
And so we have weaknesses, and the Spirit groans and sighs for us.
所以很多时候我们真的是不知道要怎么办呢？
And so there are many times where we do not know what to do.
但是呢，圣灵会帮助我们。
But the Spirit will help us.
帮助到什么一个地步呢？
And help us to what degree?
啊，再请看一样的这一章哈。
Let's turn to the same chapter.
那37节。
Verse 37. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
难得靠着我们的主在这一切事上已经得胜有余的。我们看保罗他的经历，其实我们今天有些时候偶尔碰得到的。
And so some of the experiences that Paul had, we have today also.
但是呢，保罗他说靠主就得胜有余的。
But we can see through Paul that as long as we rely on him, then we are conquerors through him.
我们看以前在旧时代，当时摩西要带领以色列百姓出埃及的时候。
In the past, in the Old Testament, when Moses was leading the Israelites out of Egypt.
在红海的旁边，碰到埃及的追兵追来的。
They were chased by the Egyptians to the shore of the Red Sea.
当时他们是不知道怎么办呢。
And at the time, they did not know what to do.
不知道怎么办的时候，碰到很多种人，有的人就抱怨，有的人就坐在那边哭。
And when they did not know what to do, some people complained and some people cried.
可能就乱成一团。
And perhaps it was a mess.
有些时候我们的家庭会不会乱成一团呢？因为某个突然来的困难、来的挑战，我们不知道怎么办的时候，可能大家乱成一团。
Perhaps sometimes our family is a mess because we meet with a challenge that we do not know how to face.
真的会让我们害怕。
And this will make us feel afraid.
可是神告诉他们。
But God told them.
说你们不要怕。
Do not fear.
我会为你们征战。
I will fight for you.
你们只管就站立，不要说话，不要做声。
Just stand still.
就是要 hold our peace，有的英文圣经说要 hold our peace，你要保持着宁静，要保持着平静安稳。
So some translations say that they should hold their peace.
不要紧张。
Do not be nervous.
当我们不紧张的时候。
And so when we are not anxious.
圣经告诉我们，我们才能够产生力量。
Then the Bible tells us that we will have strength.
我们就能够再站起来，再继续往前走。
Then we can stand up and continue walking.
所以靠主真的是得胜有余。
And so as long as we rely on Him, then we are more than conquerors.
More than conquerors, 你要跟敌人打仗，要胜利的话，当然第一个要。 你要胜过敌人呢。
So to be more than a conqueror, it means that firstly we must defeat our enemies.
但是我们看实际上的情形，以前的以色列百姓，他们哪一次他们的军力比敌人还强。
But we look at the actual circumstances in the Bible. In what kind of situation were the Israelites ever stronger than their enemies?
都是不如敌人呢。
They were never better than their enemies.
但是他们仍然能够打胜仗。
But they were able to be conquerors.
这个叫做靠主得胜有余。
This means that they are more than conquerors through Him who loved them. And so perhaps our abilities and our strengths are not comparable to other people.
是竞争非常的激烈,
because there is so much competition in the world.
主场如战场，商场如战场。
So it is like everything is a battlefield.
其实我们的人生就是一场战场。
And so our life is a battlefield.
在这个战场当中，怎么能够胜利呢？
But how do we gain victory on this battlefield?
我们就靠主的恩典够用。
We are conquerors through Him who gives so much grace. And then we are more than conquerors.
只要我们能够服侍神，我们就是一点点，那神就很高兴了。只要我们能够很心甘情愿的付出。
Even if we serve God only a little bit, if we serve willingly and cheerfully, then God will bless us.
那神就会祝福。
And God will continue to bless us.
真的是得胜有余。
And then we will be more than conquerors.
有个弟兄啊，他。 经常开放家庭啊来举行家庭聚会。
We have a brother who often opens up his home for family service.
还是有些什么团契活动也在他们家。
Or as long as there is any fellowship activity, it will be at their house.
其实他们家很小。
In actuality, their house is very small.
因为人越来越多，信徒越来越多。
Because there are more and more believers.
所以装不下了。
And they cannot fit in that house.
后来神就帮他安排一间比较大的、很漂亮的房子。
And so God arranged for him to have a bigger and a more beautiful home.
因为容纳不下。
Because they could not fit in his small house.
神就帮他安排。
So God arranged.
很奇妙，只要愿意做的心啊，神真的会安排的。
And so it is very miraculous. As long as we have the willing heart, then God will arrange for us.
是他没有超过他的想象的。
And it was above what he had imagined.
他真是靠主得胜有余。
And so this is what it means to be more than conquerors through him.
那当时他们建造好了会幕以后。
And after they had completed the tabernacle.
然后他们要用膏油啊抹上，使一切的器具啊都能够成圣。
They needed to anoint all the articles in the tabernacle in order to consecrate them.
所以有一个圣洁的服事啊，才能够进入神的荣光里啊。
Only a holy servitude can enter the glorious light of God.
啊，圣洁才能够带来信仰的复兴。
And only holiness can bring out a renewal of the faith.
我们看犹大这个历代的君王啊，他们要复兴信仰，做事一定要先除偶像啊。
And so we look at the past kings. If they wanted to renew the kingdom, they needed to purge out all the idols.
啊，除偶像以后啊，这个信仰才能够复兴起来。
And only when they got rid of the idols, then the faith could be renewed.
因为神是忌邪的神啊。
Because God is a jealous God.
好，那我们现在心中的偶像是什么呢
？So what are the idols in our hearts?
啊，主要是阻碍敬拜神啊、服侍神的因素啊，都是我们心中的偶像。
So anything that prevents us from serving and worshiping God is an idol.
那夺走神的时间啊的因素也是偶像。
Anything that takes away the time that belongs to God is an idol.
因为成圣就是分别，就是分开出来啊，分开啊。
Because then we divide up what ought to be God's.
啊，比如说我们经常啊在游览这个啊手机。
For example, we spend a lot of time on our phones.
啊，手机当然有些时候啊要为了工作啊，为了上班上学方便，可能必须要使用这些多媒体。
And so sometimes it is we use it because it is more convenient for our work or for school.
但是呢，有些时候我们要分开啊，要把这些东西啊，就暂时抛在一旁啊。
But sometimes we need to lay these things aside.
我们要听道理，要专心听道理。
When we are listening to the word of God, we must listen with.
我们读圣经，专心读圣经；祷告，专心祷告。
And we pray and read the Bible with concentration.
不要被这些来夺走我们宝贵的时间。
So these things should not take away our precious time.
现在这些呢，对我们来讲也是一个很大的挑战。
And these things are a big challenge for us today.
有个妈妈经常抱怨她的孩子啊，花很多时间啊，在这个手机上面。
So there's a mother who complains that her child is always spending so much time on his phone.
她经常吼这个孩子说，再看手机又看。骂孩子。
She often scolds her child for looking at his phone.
所以这个做妈妈的说，哎呀，传道要怎么办呢？你看我经常跟我儿子吵架。
And so many mothers say, Pastor, Pastor, what should I do? I always argue with my child.
有一天就去做家庭访问呢。
And so once I visited the family.
孩子也吼得很大声啊。
And the child was also yelling at the mom.
说妈妈，你还不是一样。
And the child said, Mom, aren't you the same as me?
跟妈妈看的，儿子也看呢。大家都看手机。
The mom was looking at the phone, and the child was also looking at his
phone. 让神夺走了宝贵的时间呢。
And this takes away time that belongs to God.
所以今天呢，就阻碍我们来服侍神啊，夺走我们时间的，这就是偶像。
And so anything that hinders us from serving God, that takes away our time from servitude, is an idol.
有的人呢，还没有孩子以前呢，非常热心。
There are some brothers and sisters who are very fervent before they have children.
有了孩子以后，这个服侍。神的心呢，就慢慢减退。
But after they have a child, then their fervor diminishes.
当然孩子很多事情呢，要来养孩子啊，照顾孩子啊，换尿布啊，牛奶啊，很多事情。
And of course, raising a child is no easy task, and there are many things that you must do.
但是也可以克服。
But you can also overcome.
有个姐妹啊，她生了两个孩子。
There is a mother who has two children.
但是她聚会时间的话，还没到，她就来会堂了。
But even before service starts, she comes to the chapel.
我碰到一个姐妹哈，一个姐妹，四个孩，她有四个孩子。
I know a sister who has four children.
她干脆时间还没到哈，就在会堂，然后这个孩子啊，在教会帮他们洗澡，冲很快啊，因为孩子 四个哈，就很快，水龙头冲一冲，哎，就结束。
And so before service starts, then she would rinse them off and give them a quick bath.
那我回台湾的时候啊，去一间教会参加聚会。
And so when I returned to Taiwan, then I attended service at one of the churches.
看到一位这个接待员呢。姐妹啊，她是姐妹。
And I saw a sister who was being ushered that day.
哇，我看到很受感动啊。
And I was very touched by what I saw.
她这个背着一个婴孩啊，那手要抱着一个啊。
She was carrying a child on her back and carrying one in her bosom.
啊，一只手要牵着一个。
And then her hand was holding onto another child.
后面背一个，前面就抱一个啊。旁边用手就牵一个，有三个孩子。
So there was a child on her back, a child in front of her, and a child that she was holding in his hand.
啊，这样子啊，她也是在做接待的工作。
And even in this kind of situation, she was still ushering.
啊，可能有的人就说啊，不行啊，我有三个孩子，很忙啊。
Perhaps some people would say, "Oh no, I have three children. I'm too busy to do this."
但是她啊，照常啊来做接待工作。
But she still did this ushering work.
因此啊，我们就是要好了以后啊，在圣殿都做好了，要使他成圣，就使他分别出来。我们要分开哈，要分开，我们要跟这些熟的啊，暂时的分开，分别出来。
And so when we finish the work, then we must separate it out as holy from what is unclean.
就要离开我们电视机啊，离开我们所喜好的一些事物了。
And so we can leave our televisions and all our things that we like to do outside of church.
那神的荣光啊，自然就会充满着帐幕。
And then God's glorious light will naturally fill the tabernacle.
啊，当时啊。我们再看回来，出埃及记四十章。
Turn back to Exodus chapter 40.
出埃及记四十章。
Exodus chapter 40.
当时云彩啊遮盖会幕，神的荣光就充满了帐幕啊。
Verse 34. Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
所以云彩啊，就是代表着神的荣耀。
And that cloud represents the glory of God.
那当时彼得啊，就是被这个神的荣耀啊，神的荣光所吸引。
And at that time, Peter was attracted by the glorious light of God.
彼得他说啊，我们在这里真好。
And Peter said, "Lord, it is good for us to be here."
那保罗他也被吸引。
And Paul was attracted as well.
啊，所以假如圣殿啊被建造的很整齐又很有秩序啊，那神自然就住在那里。
And if the tabernacle is erected with great precision and order, then God will dwell there.
那当神的荣光在那里的时候，啊，就能够吸引很多的人来就近他。
When God's glory is there, it will attract many people to come before Him.
那保罗甚至于他形容他好像癫狂，好像癫狂啊。
And Paul even described himself as beside himself.
哇，他非常热心呢。
But he was so fervent for the
Lord. 就是被那个光啊所吸引，被荣光所吸引。
He was so attracted by that glory and that light.
所以他每天哦，每天都是，这个被保罗他所说的癫狂啊，就是好像是 out of mind， 就是一个好像一个很强烈的这种情绪的反应。
So he was out of his mind because he had a very strong emotional reaction to the glory of God.
所以可以说啊，我们白话说白一点就是。保罗他每天都是很嗨。
So, spoken very plainly, Paul was on a spiritual high.
但是呢，他不是喝咖啡哦，啊，他也不是喝咖啡关系，他也不是吸毒啊。
He was not high on caffeine or drugs.
那神的爱，神这个荣光吸引着他。
But it was because of the love and the glory of God attracted him.
所以他就像这个耶利米哀歌说，每天早晨都是新的，哇，每天早晨都充满了希望，充满了热忱，充满了热心。
So it is what is recorded in Lamentations, where his mercies are new every morning, and every day he is filled with new joy.
好像每天都是一样啊。
Every day is the same.
我要持续这样子一辈子，我是不容易哦。
And to do this all the days of his life is not easy.
啊，有的人热心一年、两年、三年就冷了。
Some people are fervent for 1, 2, or 3 years, and then their heart grows cold.
但是保罗不是啊，保罗这是天天都一样。
But Paul was not; he was consistent day by day.
所以我们现在要用心啊，要体会神的临在，神的带领。
And so let us put in the effort to experience the guidance and the love of God.
我们要对神的这个恩典要经常用心来体会。
We must put in that effort to experience the grace of God.
因为其实神给我们的恩典很多。
Because in truth, God gives us much grace.
但是可能我们不用心去体会的话，我们也不觉得。
But if we do not try hard to experience it, then we won't feel it.
尤其在患难的时候啊，那。 一般碰人碰到患难说，哎呀，怎么那么倒霉啊？
And especially in times of tribulation, people often say, "Why am I so unlucky?"
啊，其实那是恩典。
But in truth, that is grace.
在暴风雨当中啊，才能够体验神的恩典呢。
Only in the storm can you experience the grace of God.
啊，在困难当中才能够体验神的临在。
Only in times of difficulty can you feel the
presence of the Spirit. 才会让你觉得很喜乐啊。
And you will feel very joyful.
啊，对着生命呢，充满着感恩。
And we will be thankful towards having life.
这个礼拜三呢、啊，礼拜三我的第二个孙女啊，她要去做这个耳朵的检查。
And this past Wednesday, my second granddaughter had an inspection of her ears.
然后她现在是三岁半了。
She's only 3 and a half.
那她一岁的时候，因为医生啊，这有一些因素啊，就帮她在耳朵里面插两根管啊，让她的这个水液啊，这个液体啊，能够流到什么一个地方呢？
And when she was one, the doctor had inserted some tubes to remove some of the fluids in her ears.
啊，当时医生说哈，这个长大以后它自然会掉出来。
And so the doctor had said that when she's grown, then it will naturally fall out.
好，那最近呢，她去检查。
And lately, she went for a checkup.
那医生说，哎，一根掉出来，但是另外一根呢，好像被肉啊包住了。
And so the doctor had said that one of the tubes had fallen out, but the other one had been covered up by the flesh.
啊，所以就安排啊，本来这个礼拜三啊，这个礼拜三早上7点要接受手术。
And so she was supposed to undergo a surgery to remove that tube this past Wednesday.
因为是被肉包住啊。
Because it had been encapsulated.
所以要手术，小手术本来拿出来的。
And so there needed to be a surgery in order to extract it.
啊，那就哦，很早啊，就去了，7点就去了。
And so we went very early in the morning.
啊，去的时候就发现，哎，跟这个不一样啊，跟本来以前检查的这种的说法不一样。
And so we went there, then we realized that the situation was actually different from what had been detected in the checkup.
啊，现在医生说，哎，这个两根管哈，都没有跑出来。
And now the doctor had said both of the tubes had not come out.
啊，也没有被肉包住。
But they were both not immersed in the flesh.
而是被耳丝哦所塞住啊。
But they were just blocked with bite.
啊，所以感觉主要就不用手术，就清一清啊，就把那两根管子拿出来。
They were blocked by other substances, so all we had to do was just clean it out and take out the two tubes.
啊，所以我们就感觉哎啊，神的恩典真是很多啊。
And so we really experienced that God had so much grace towards us.
啊，不然我们呢觉得很心疼啊，哇，要手术要麻醉，啊。
And of course, we would feel very sad for the child because then she would have to go under surgery and anesthesia.
啊，真的有些时候碰到一些小小的困难啊，我们才会能够体验哎，什么叫做恩典，什么叫做喜乐，什么叫做平安。
And so truly, only when we experience some tribulations can we truly experience what grace and mercy and peace are.
啊，当你被警察拦下来开罚单了，你超速的时候，哎，你要感谢神啊。
When you're called over the police and given a ticket for speeding, then you also ought to thank God.
因为借着这个事情要改变我们开车的习惯。
Because through this incident, God is trying to change our driving habits.
那增加我们开车的安全呢？
And this will in turn increase our
safety. 那所以神的恩典就是要我们用心去体会。
And so we must put in the effort to experience the grace of God.
啊，其实现在神的恩典、神的荣光已经照在我们教会里头。
And in truth, the glory of God and the love of God has already shown in the church.
神的荣光已经照在我们家庭里头。
The glory of God has already filled our families.
然后神的荣光已经照在我们的内心了。
And has already filled our hearts.
但是我们要用心去体会神的临在。
We must put in the effort to experience the abundance of God.
我们的生病就会充满着神的恩典。
And when we are ill, then we also are filled with the grace of God.
充满着神的见证。
We are filled with the testimonies of God.
我们在唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
322首。
322.